Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport.
Kieran Halpin joins me in studio. Kieran, how are you?
I'm okay. A little bit upset this morning, but not too bad. I'll power on through.
Yes, you're normally in your Dublin jersey when you're in on the show, and this time you're in your Dublin polo, and you were in the UK yesterday, and the news broke yesterday afternoon. I was actually out walking my dogs, and I got a WhatsApp about it, so I flicked on the radio and heard Barney Rock, of course, former Dublin player himself, and dad of Dean Rock, on News Talking Off the Ball, giving his reaction to it. And I was quite shocked by the news that broke yesterday.
Yeah, so was I. I was in Leicester having a stroll around a nice lovely park called Bradgate Park. Really, really massive open park. I was watching some deer and I got a WhatsApp from about 25 different people who all knew that I'm a massive Dublin GAA fan to tell me the news that Jim Gavin had left. First thing I did was went on and try and find an official source for this thing because you're never too sure whether it's going to be real or not. But unfortunately, Jim Gavin has stepped down, and a very dignified way to go. Even the Dublin County Board statement, I can read that for you if you'd like. They said yesterday, Dublin GAA will be forever grateful to Jim Gavin for his dedication, commitment and contribution as a player, and since 2003 leading the next generation of players at under 21 and senior level. I regret his departure but appreciate the huge sacrifices he has made over this period. The committee will commence the process of considering suitable candidates to replace Jim and his management team shortly. A very sad day for Dublin GAA, but we will have to look back on what was a remarkable 7-year tenure for Jim Gavin. A day that the Hill 16 faithful hoped would never come happened yesterday as Jim Gavin called time on his 7-year tenure as manager of the Dublin Senior Footballers. One of the greatest Gaelic football managers ever, who arguably helped create the greatest football team ever, has called time on a remarkable 7-year spell in charge of the Dubs. A Gavin wing of the Dublin trophy room would need to be a big one. 5 league titles, 7 Leinster championships, and Sam has called Dublin home 6 times under the leadership of the Round Towers Clondalkin man. Under his management, the Dublin senior football team established a new record for most National League and Championship games unbeaten. A league game against Roscommon set the record at 35 games. This was extended to 36 against Monaghan and was only ended by the previous record holders Kerry in the National League final. Jim Gavin, over his 7-year reign, trusted in youth, blooding new players who today strike fear into the opposition. McCaffrey, Fenton, Costello, Mannion and O'Callaghan, to name but a few. Gavin etched his name in history when he led his Dublin team to 5 back-to-back All-Ireland Senior Football Championship titles, the first and only men's Gaelic team to ever achieve this feat. His face will forever be emblazoned on Hill 16 flags, right up there beside the great Heffo, for generations to come. The drive for 5 was a success, but I'm sure Jim, from his seat in Croke Park, will still be buzzing for that half a dozen.
Yeah, great stuff there, Kieran Halpin. A special look back on Jim Gavin's tenure in charge of the boys in blue. And Kieran, we're just looking at some stats, and of course social media has been awash with stuff since this broke yesterday. And in the championship, 48 championship games for Dublin under Jim Gavin as manager. Just 1 defeat, which you mentioned in your report there, 3 draws and 44 wins across his whole record. 107 wins, 10 draws and 11 defeats. You know, some of those in the league and at times, you know, Auburn Cups and stuff when maybe the top team, the top players aren't actually playing. But we've lost just 1 championship match, won 6 of 7 All-Ireland titles available. I think it's of the 21 trophies available for Jim Gavin to win as Dublin senior football manager, they won 18 of them.
Yeah, it's incredible. He is, to me anyway, and not, you know, trying to take off my blue-coloured tinted glasses, he is absolutely the greatest football, Gaelic football manager that there's ever been. I mean, the image of him talking into his little microphone, you know, at the side of the pitch, not getting quite angry. Now, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that Dublin dressing room, and as you know, it is pretty much emblazoned in lead. No one gets in there unless you're on the panel, and I just would love to get a chance to see what he's actually like, you know, when the chips are down, when you needed to get the results. And he came out, and the last 7 years, bar that one time, he's got the job done. I mean, Brian Fenton has yet to lose a championship game under Jim Gavin, and that in itself is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, at Dub GAA Official on Instagram, put up a lovely photo of Jim Gavin with the hashtag thanks Jim. After 7 wonderful years in charge, there's little else to say except hashtag thanks Jim, with a little blue love heart as well. And yeah, it's the newspapers as well, Ciarán, are packed to the rafters. And at this time of the year, it's coming up to Christmas, newspapers have lots of Sunday specials ready to go on different things. And of course, we had the draw for Euro 2020 yesterday. We have the Pro 14 on, some other bits. But they wouldn't have expected to have to give proper coverage to this story. So a lot of the Sunday newspaper journalists who were hoping for a weekend off were busy writing their headlines and their stories yesterday.
Yeah, they were. The papers are awash with blue, so they're going to need to replace the blue ink, I think, in the printing presses across the country. The Irish
Maybe
Mail,
the new printer in the government with the cost of about a million might help.
Yeah, but there's jeans hanging on that at the minute, so it's out of right. order, isn't it? the Irish Mail, they have a beautiful headline. It just says, follow that as Gavin departs, unchallenged as the greatest. You can't really argue with that. They do ask the question though, will Stephen Cluxton follow? That's a theme in many of the newspapers this morning. And they also have a lovely feature, that 9 moments that made a master. One of my favourite, of course, Dean Rock. He sealed the 3 in a row with a 76 minute free, for which he was gifted a free GPS from Mayo's Lee Keegan. The Sun have Jim 5 in a woe, W-O-E, very clever. Out of the blue, of course, I wasn't expecting it. I don't think you were expecting either, Jamie, to yesterday afternoon to get that news. They have a great timeline as well of Jim Gavin from 1992, when he made his senior Dublin footballing debut. And of course, he won the All-Ireland as a player himself in 1995, right through his underage coaching success and to, of course, his time in the senior dugout. Then the Sunday Independent, I think, win the picture of the day. They have a fantastic picture of that Ballybock mural, and a Dublin fan then jumping in front of the mural, giving Jim the big thumbs up. And then they have a great piece I found this morning from Colm O'Rourke in the Sunday Independent. It's end of an era. And O'Rourke writes that he would have made a great political leader. And I think he's probably true. The headline on his piece reads, and it's very apt, "The King has abdicated with his typical dignity."
Yes, and hopefully we'll hear from Jim Gavin in the next little while as well. I'm sure he will do. Hopefully some interviews anyway to look back on his time as Dublin boss.
98FM. Now that's what I call Sport Podcast.
You're very welcome back to Now That's What I Call Sport on Dublin's 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here. We're with you every Sunday morning between 9am and 10am, and also every Sunday evening between 11pm and midnight on the That's What I Call Sport Extra. And everything from the show is podcasted in full and for free on 98FM.com, our 98FM app, or the Go Loud app. And excuse me, yes, I do have man flu, and I'm sitting a lempsip here as we speak, so hopefully the voice will return to normal quite soon. Now, the big breaking news, as you heard earlier on in the show, Jim Gavin is no longer the Dublin senior football manager. Here's a stat for you. There were 21 major trophies up for grabs in Jim Gavin's era as the senior manager, having taken over in 2012. He'd won 2 under 21 in Ireland before that, between 2008 and 2012. And of the 21 trophies available since then, since he took the senior job, his Dublin team won 18. 18 senior trophies and 6 All-Ireland titles, including that 5 in a row, which is absolutely unbelievable. 5 National League titles, 7 Leinster senior titles as well, under 21 titles, Leinster titles in under 21s as well. And here's another great stat for you. Across his record as the Dublin manager, won 107, drew 10, and lost 11 of those games. And it's just incredible to think about what will happen to Dublin football moving forward. And the bookies already taking bets on who the next manager will be. Desi Farrell among the favourites, and of course the league opener to come against Kerry early in 2020. So to reflect on all the above now, I'm very happy to be joined on the line by Jim Gavin's former Dublin teammate, from that team that won the All-Ireland back in 1995, and our regular
Dublin pundit Charlie Redman. Charlie, thanks for joining us again on the show. Firstly, what's your overall reaction to yesterday's news?
Hi, Jamie. I thought we were all very surprised yesterday with Jim's announcement. I don't think it was a huge shock to everyone, because I think people anticipated it might happen. The fact that it had been, you know, it's been a while since there was any confirmation either way, I think it didn't come really as too much of a surprise that he was stepping away. And of course, we wanted to stay on, and what he's given the county and the time he's given over the county in the last, 8 years has been huge and enormous, and a great undertaking both from him and his family and Jennifer in particular, his wife. And I'm sure when he's left the job now, but he leaves the job with everyone's admiration and everybody's thanks, and all the plaudits and all the awards that he's going to get, that he has won up to this, are thoroughly deserved, and we wish him the very best in his retirement.
Charlie, what sort of words would you use to describe, you know, your feeling? And, you know, you can probably use the word surprise in two contexts here.
Yeah, like surprised, but the overriding emotion at the moment is disappointed. Like, I mean, we all wanted to stay on. We all wanted him to see it through. But, I mean, as we said, he's given so much. And there's only so much any man can give. He has to eventually look after himself, look after his family. I would say when he made a decision, he didn't announce it. He would have sort of sat on it for a while, let it sort of consume himself and let him think it all the way through. And he wouldn't have told the county board till he was fully satisfied that he knew he was making the right decision for himself and his family. And yeah, like, I mean, I would imagine that it's a relief for him, because I spoke to him recently and he told me exactly how... what his work roster was in relation to the Dublin football team, and it was actually jaw-dropping that what the amount of time and the effort he was putting into it, even to an extent that, you know, to surprise someone like myself who has played county football for many years, the way it's moved on in the last decade and beyond is absolutely incredible. And he has been one of the major movers of Gaelic football, and particularly in management. He has raised the bar so much so that other managers had to improve their game to try and get to his level, and improving their game, they're improving their team's game. So yeah, it's coming up to Christmas. As I said, he would have thought about this for a while. He would have sat on a decision for a while to make sure he was fully comfortable with the decision. And disappointment, as I said, is an overriding emotion.
Charlie, earlier in the show, we listed off the successes that Jim Gavin has overseen as Dublin under-21 manager, Dublin senior manager, and of course, alongside you as a player in 95, winning the All-Ireland, and his other contributions on the pitch too. How would you sum up Jim Gavin and Dublin football?
It's actually hard to quantify, Jamie, Jim's contribution to Gaelic football and GA football throughout the country, because it's been enormous and it's been vast. As I said, he's raised the bar for management, for managers, I should say. The standard of management styles has been raised enormously. But what he's done for Dublin GAA is quite incredible. Like, he's made household names of all these players, and not only in Dublin but throughout the country. And we can't put it more in the way he's conducted himself and the way his team has conducted themselves in victory and in defeat, because we know in this time there's only been one defeat, championship defeat, and that was to Donegal in the semi-final back in 2014. And the way he handled that, even, the management team went down the next day and they sat down and watched the game time and time and time again till they found out and identified the mistakes they and the team made in that game, and it was mistakes they never made again. Like, I mean, I think to many people, Kevin Heffernan is the icon of Dublin football. But I have to say, I think Jim may have replaced Kevin as the present icon of Dublin football. And his contribution is absolutely invaluable. And we'll only find out Jim's contribution and Jim's word, unfortunately, in his absence.
Now, Charlie, we know that Owen O'Gara has retired. We know that Bernard Brogan has retired. We now know that Jim Gavin himself has retired. And, you know, fears the likes of Stephen Cluxton and others could follow suit. Do you expect more people to leave the job? And, you know, the conversations maybe you've had with Jim in the last while, how's he feeling about it all?
Well, Jamie, I'm certainly hoping this is the last of the retirements. I think, as you said, Owen O'Gara has gone and Bernard Brogan has gone. And I'm hoping that Jim's one is the last one we're going to hear. How the players react to this will be huge, because I remember in 95 when when Pat O'Neill and his management team resigned after winning the All-Ireland. We were a team different to this team. We were an older team and probably coming to the end of our days, where this team is still in full flow. So how the players react will be huge. And I'm sure knowing Jim, I know the way they operate. Jim has told the players before it was publicly announced that he was stepping aside. And I think going forward, the players are hugely important, and they're probably the principal item in all of this, because they have to make, I think the county board has to make sure that whoever they bring in has the trust and of these players, because these players have a lot more to give. There's a lot more years in them, and there's hopefully a lot more silverware in them, and they are hugely important at the moment. And as I said, Jim would have thought of this before he stepped aside. I'm sure he would have informed the players prior to it being announced to the public. And I only hope that, and I'm not saying I know Jim will get the true recognition that he deserves. And I'm sure the players are disappointed Jim's not staying on. But again, they'll be looking forward to the challenge of working under the new manager.
And lastly, of course, focus now turns to who will be the new Dublin manager, Charlie. Desi Farrell is the favourite, of course, a person who's been very heavily involved in underage Dublin over the last number of years. And, you know, someone I'm sure the players would be very, very familiar with. And the league opener in the Allianz League to come against Kerry early in 2020. And of course, this chance to win a 6 All-Ireland title in a row, and all of these phrases used to replace the drive for 5 with the search for 6 and all that sort of stuff as well. So what's your thoughts on who might be the next person in charge of the Dublin senior footballers?
It's a great question, Jamie. And it's a question that's been occupying many people's thoughts over the last 24 hours. Like, who's the best man to come in? Like, I mean, really, coming into a situation like this is not most envious thing to do as a manager. You like to go in where the team are on the way up and you could bring them to the top of the hill. But when the team have been to the top of the hill for the last 5 years, there's really only one way you can go, and that's downward. Now, somebody has to take the job, obviously. Desi has come through the ranks of working through development squads and with minors and 21s, and he's there, as Jim was, who came up through the ranks as well, and he's there and available, hopefully, if required. I think I've been thinking about this for a while, since the All-Ireland replay, and if the Jim was to step aside, who would it be? And I've sort of come to the conclusion myself that, as I said, the players are hugely important in this decision, and the trust and the influence that a manager would have over the players would be huge. And probably someone within the management structure would be a good way to go. But Desi has worked with all of these players, you know, when they came through the development squad and upwards, and Desi wouldn't be a bad choice, and he'd be very popular with Dublin people. But that's a decision for the Dublin County Board. I'm sure they've thought hard and fast about this. I'm sure they would have contingency plans in place that if Jim was to step aside, what was going to happen, and they would have identified the candidates that they would like to approach in the event that Jim would step down, as he now has. And I'm sure they've been working hard over the last 24 hours, and probably even before that, if the truth is known, because I'm sure Jim would have informed them a few days before the announcement was made. And I'm sure they've been working towards appointing a new manager. They're in no rush. Our next game is not till the end of January, and they have time on their hand to speak to people, to make the choices clear to the manager about what they see the game plan is going forward, and the way the county is going forward. And while it's a difficult decision for them, it's a decision I'm sure they knew they wanted to have to make someday. And we all wish John Costlow and Mick Severs and Sean Chanley the very best in making that decision.
98 FM's. Now that's what I call sport.
Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.